Hello, good evening. Welcome to Easy Listening. You are joined in with our live episode tonight, which is Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. Thank you for listening by way of podcast. This is Easy Listening for those of you who have not joined us before. Stay with us, and I believe you will be blessed. Tonight, we are talking about transition and want to go into a definition of transition. Transition is a movement, passage, or change from one position to another. The word transition is often used in human services, which refers to maybe a general process of someone moving or being moved from one set of services to another. Transition. You see, the time of transition is the most toughest part you'll ever go through. For instance, it can be a marriage that's on the brink of a divorce or separation. You can't participate as a single because you're still married. You can't participate as a marriage individual because it's only one of you to represent the marriage. So where do you fit in? The other example is transition between a job. You just lost one and you're in the transition for a new one. That wait period until you get the new job is very tough. Would you agree? In the meantime, bills are still building up. And if you get behind in one of those, it is called playing catch up. So what do? Can you see where we're going? Transitioning from a church to another community of believers where you can maybe it's just time to move on. It can be very difficult. Why? Because something happens in the world that say you're not on the books or you're not on the church roll as a current member, where do you go to get your spiritual needs met? So I would say again, the time of transition is very challenging. A marriage, a job, a relationship, going to another spiritual assembly, it's all a very difficult time. Someone on life support between life and death, it's a difficult time because you don't know when and you don't know where. God reminded me years ago that during separation between me and I and my husband, I was truly on life support. It was very hard. So you can see the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. It's what transition is. I know many of you may be going through transitional period in your life, and it's very challenging. And we're looking for answers. And we need to know, and those of you of spiritual background, you're looking to figure out, what do I do during the wait period? When I go, what do I do during the time of transitioning? Well, one verse tells us in, the verse that tells us in Joshua 1:9, it says, I have not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Come on. God wants us to be strong and courageous, even during the time of transition. Even as we look at, let's talk about Ecclesiastes 7:8-11. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning. You can go there and you can look that up when you get a chance. Jeremiah 29:11 said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Come on. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about everything, but everything by prayer and supplication. Make your requests made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. All these scriptures is breathed out by God, and it is profitable for teaching, we know, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the men and women of God may be competent, equipped for every good works, according to 2 Timothy 2 and 24. We are in a time of transition to one degree or another in our lives, but let me give you the benefits of God's. When we are going through transition, God gives us the time we need to adjust and release the past. Praise be to God, our Father. Transition is an invitation to intimacy with God. He says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone comes to him," come on. God helps us through those transitions. Transition is also a preparation for the new thing God is doing. Come on. When the day of Pentecost came, come on now, it was a day which God was doing a new thing. Y'all know the story? So, dealing with transition during a time of transition, one needs to just evaluate and seek God in regards to the people and the things they should move, how they should move with the next season of their life. Transition is a time of letting go of some thing or baggage or people and reaching out and embracing the new, the future, what's before you, what's coming up next. Because we know between a transition, you're leaving from one area to get to another. It's called in transition. Why? Because what's behind you is where you left. Where you're going is before you, but you have not yet arrived. So transition can be a very awaiting period, a time where we really have to just seek God and trust God during the time of transition. One needs to evaluate and seek God in regards to people. Like I said, check with God to see what is the next place we need to go. It is a really, I believe, our transition is as much as it is a challenging time, because you don't know what's on the other side until you get there. It is more of a time we'll commune with the Father. I would say it is more of a time of communion, because we have to really set our affections on God, because again, you don't know what's on the other side. So this is just a little bit of the transition. During the time of transition, what do you do? How you deal with it, seeking God. So just even as 2 Peter 3:9-9 said, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness." When you read that scripture, you will see that God is there for us. He says, because instead he is patient with you, not anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. As we started off with Deuteronomy 31:6, it's saying, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, declares Ecclesiastes 3:1. And I'll leave you with this one. Hebrews 6:19 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, so we know in the secret place we can access God." Amen.